The federal government earlier this month extended the moratorium on evictions due to the new rise in COVID cases spurred by the Delta variant. Housing advocates are worried about what will happen when the program ends. The CDC first issued a freeze on evictions last September to keep tenants inside their homes to slow the spread of the virus. The moratorium was originally slated to expire July 31st, but as of 2 weeks ago, it has been extended to October 3rd in areas where COVID transmission rates are high. That includes all of Western North Carolina. David Bartholomew is the Homelessness Prevention Program Director at Pisgah Legal Services. He says in Asheville, where the economy is driven by tourism, those who work hourly jobs in hospitality are facing eviction, sometimes for the first time in their lives.
It's a very difficult housing market. Rents are very high. Wages are not as high as such that you can afford those rents. And so the loss of a few hours of work, you know, can really lead you to a situation where it's not feasible for you to make all your payments. And it's directly related to the pandemic and the reduced amount of people going out and the reduced need for work.
Bartholomew says he suspects the people who are most at risk and most unaware of the moratorium are those who are undocumented. Pisgah Legal offers rent assistance services to anyone, regardless of immigration status. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.